Dangling After Dark with Dick Dangle, episode 487, contains guest host Dahlia D, a dangle proposition, naughty tattoos, and holding your breath.
Warning, this show is only for adults who like sex. Does your dick hang low? Does it dangle to and fro? Can you tie it in a knot? Can you tie it in a bow? Don't worry, Dick will be coming. Welcome to the Pervert Nation. Here he is, Dick Dangle, Dick Dangle.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 487 of Dangling After Dark with Dick Dangle. Welcome to the Pervert Nation. I am your host, Dick Dangle, and joining me for this episode is the exquisite goddess from the great white north. She is your poutine princess. She is your anti-squirta from Alberta. She is everything you possibly want in a content creator and more. She is one of my best friends, and she is one of the world's elite. It is Dahlia D. How are you doing? You just sound like a man falling off a cliff.
It was supposed to be the legions of listeners and fans cheering to have me back on the show, but...
Well, how about this? How about I actually get a soundbite of a crowd cheering and just put it over when I say that?
Oh my God, okay, yes!
So let me do it again. So now you can just do, you know, your humble gratitude towards the crowd when I say, Dahlia D, how are you doing, girl?
Oh my God, thank you.
Thanks.
That was so nice.
No, stop it. No. Please, I thank you. Please sit down. There's no need.
It's okay. You can stop kissing my hands. It's fine. It's
not, the roses hurt when you throw them. Oh.
Oh, that kills me. How are you, Dick?
See, when you do it like that, it comes out angry. How you doing, Dick?
I can't help it. I can't say Dick normally. I gotta be like, Dick.
Sex it up a bit, like we talked about in the last episode. You guys just be like, how are you doing, Dick? You know, just give it something.
Hi, Dick. Oh, how are you doing?
See, that's the one.
Okay, there you go.
That is the one.
I'll have to record over your intro, and it'll just be that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Instead of, like, dear balls. Okay. It'll just be me being like, Dick Dangle.
Oh.
Just kidding. Whoever you have doing the voice for your intro, don't ever change it. That British, whatever, it's beautiful.
I believe she's Australian.
Really?
Yeah. Good friend of the show, someone who was there in the beginning when I was getting off the ground, who helped me get into the clubs to do interviews, Champagne Dan, who has his own unbelievable podcast.
Oh, wow.
He, because he works with voiceover artists, was
interesting.
Kind enough to get the lovely woman that does that to do it for me.
Wow, you've scored. Really great.
And it's funny you say that, because there are times, because it hasn't changed since it became a thing. And like literally that was probably in the 40s or 50s, like episode 40 or 50. When
I was going to say, the show has not been going on that long.
Yeah, the show's been on for 75 years. But I've had that for a long time, and I do every once in a while go, oh, should I change it? Should I not? And everyone's like, no, don't change it. It's such a part of the show now that it's almost
it's
impossible.
It's like a yes and no. I feel like after like episode 500, you should switch it up.
I will bring it up to him and see what he thinks and see if we can come up with something.
I'm sure you can.
Yeah.
Something new and exciting.
Yes. But I am doing well. I am doing my best. And I'm once again glad you asked that question because it sparks things in my brain and it reminds me to say things to the listeners. I am not one to complain. I am one to announce. And when we did our episode on things that kind of grinded our gears and, you know, we had to spill some tea on things, I talk about how much I'm working.
Right.
That has not changed. If anything, it has gotten worse. And I didn't expect to have this much work as my only employee of a self-run business.
But now you have so many dollar bills that you can spend at yard sales.
That is very true. I have a lot of dollars to spend on a really old house. When it comes to actually releasing shows, I have to be home and not sleeping to edit them and put them out. So it is going to be an absolute hodgepodge of madness on when shows are going to get released between here and 500. You may get one show a week. If I have the time to edit them, you may get three shows a week. I don't know. It is truly up to how I can get to my computer to edit the shows, to upload them and get them out. So I hope everyone is extremely patient with me when it comes to me getting these shows out, because it is literally get up at 5:30 in the morning, get home sometimes 7:30, sometimes later at night, do the things I need to do around the house, eat, and go right to bed. And it is it's kind of difficult to squeeze getting shows in, be it recording them or editing them. So
I was going to say, like, oh my God, that's absolutely insane. I couldn't imagine working that much. And then I'm like, oh, I do that just from like home. I couldn't imagine leaving the house to work those kinds of hours.
There have been times where I pulled in my driveway, get the stuff I need to take out of the vehicle and go, I don't remember that drive.
Oh yeah. That's not good.
Yeah. Just like on complete autopilot. Won't lie. There have been times where I've gone to a club to do an interview, been very well prepared for it, and don't remember most of the interview I just did. And I was actively engaged, laughing with the person I was interviewing, but I listen to it as I'm editing it and go, oh, boy, that was pretty good. Good job, Dangle. Like, all right.
You know what? I'm actually really excited to listen to that one episode, our bitching episode. For that reason, because I was fucked for that episode.
You were. Yeah.
I was in the throes of sunstroke and I genuinely do not remember any of that conversation. Yeah. So now that you say that we like spilled tea, I'm like, ooh, I was like spilling it for myself because now I'm going to have to go back and listen and be like, what the fuck did I even say?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I've gone into blackout from exhaustion, just trying to get stuff
done. But you're such a professional, you get it done.
It's unreal. Like, there's part of me that goes, you were built for this. And then there's part of me that goes, you should quit while you're ahead. Because there's no way that, how can I put this?
You've peaked.
Well, I've peaked, but it's that there's no way, unless things change in your life, this is as good as it's going to get. Yeah. So it's like, well, I should do that now before it gets old and sad.
No.
No? Okay.
You're not allowed.
Okay. Well.
Like, this show has to go on at least until I die.
In perpetuity. Okay.
Yeah. At least until then. So Okay. You're stuck with me.
So you are 23.
I'm 30, but thank you.
You're welcome. That's why I did that.
Oh my God. I wish I was 20. No, I don't. No. I really don't fucking wish I was 20.
I so don't wish I was in
no.
my 20s. That means I have to do this show for roughly 50 more years.
Ouch.
Well, that makes you 80. That's average.
That's like not even that old. I want to make it to 100.
Well, I will be 100 if you're 80. And that will be that. You want to talk about old man Dangle doing a show?
Oh, I do. Aww.
It's been a while since I've made an appearance.
Then we actually won't remember what we talk about.
Legitimately will not remember.
Except it'll be like midway through the episode instead of like afterwards.
Who am I talking to? What's your name? Wait a minute. What's my name? Why's my pecker out? It's been a while since old man Dangle's been on the show. This actually feels
so good.
It does. It feels really good to do this.
What episode are we on?
Welcome to episode 14,652. I am your host. Oh, wait. Oh, I think there's someone else on. There's someone else on this picture box. Who's there? Who's there? I have a gun.
Oh, that's a nice setup. Oh no, it's just your mannequin.
That's right.
Throwback.
Yeah. I am your host, Dang Dickler. Dick Dangler. And my name is Dick Dangler. I do miss that. Thank you. I'm glad we talked about this so I can do that again.
Oh, I'm so glad. I'm just sitting here imagining you with like gray hair.
Well, I'm glad you said that because I did get a wig. I think we talked about this briefly, but I did get an old man wig.
Did you?
So if you ever, do you do video when you're on Discord?
I can.
So maybe what we can do is a collaborative video show where you are you, but I am old man Dangle and I'm there with my wig.
I have an old man outfit too.
All right. Yeah, we can old man it up.
Mine's like a silver fox wig, though.
Yeah, mine is, I guess, kind of similar to that. It actually says old game show host wig.
Oh, my God. Really? We might have the same one.
Thank you, Amazon.
That's so funny. I did a series, a photo series called Daddy D, where I like gender bent myself.
Oh, very
nice. And turned myself into like a hot older man.
Yeah, I remember that.
You do? Okay, yeah. So that's what that wig is from. But I bet I could use it to be like hella old.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is fun. Okay, we got
to
do this.
And you know what else I got to be old man Dangle? All right, I'm going to get it. Give me 2 seconds. I'm going to grab it. It's right here in the studio.
Oh, God.
Do you remember what you said old men have if they were to go to a club? Like... Do you remember?
Was it the Velcro wallet?
I got one. Guess the color.
Is it some color of neon?
It's bright red, baby.
Yeah!
Oh, I am ready. I am so ready to be old man Dangle.
Oh my God. That and a pair of tearaways. It's the fit.
You know what? That's actually a great idea. I'm going to write that down. I've been wanting to get a pair and I keep forgetting. So
tearaways and New Balance shoes.
Tearaway pants. Right.
You have to buy it.
But yeah. Just rip your pants. But I'm so old, I can't make the buttons come off. Oh, these damn pants. Oh, damn my old fingers.
Pops like 2 buttons and then the rest of them stay on.
Right. I think I threw out my shoulder.
It's down near your knee, but that's okay. Your dick will still come out.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they'll slide down. So
your balls will poke through. It's fine.
Yeah. I'll get a pair of truck nuts. Just let him swing from the bottom of a pair of boxers. So, dear listeners, this is what you're getting the entire show. I got some articles, but this is probably going to be absolute madness.
Do they expect anything less from us at this point? I swear to God, they're like, they hear like non-squirted from Alberta and they just go, next.
You're probably not wrong.
Next episode.
God, she's on again.
From- Listen, guys, it's my goal in life to just like completely take over the world. So get used to hearing me on your favorite podcast.
There you go. And speaking of, see, you segue me into great things. I'd like to give a little shout out to the Happy Hour podcast. They had me on again recently, and we had a really good time and had a lot of laughs and had a couple drinks. And just want to say thank you to them. Good people.
I am so very excited. I actually have been in contact with the Happy Hour podcast, and they are my next targeted victims.
Okay. All right. Your people talk to their people. All right.
Yeah, there's people talking.
Negotiations.
And I'm going to go ruin one of their shows.
Okay,
so
there you go.
You guys keep an eye out for when that's going to be. I'm thinking it's going to be sometime early October. Not 100% sure yet, but we're going to ruin their show.
Yeah, they're going to text me after you do the show and be like, what the hell is her problem? I'm going to be like, right?
Yeah, right. Y'all will be begging to have me co-hosting your shows always.
Yes. Yeah, I think you need to be, you need to spread yourself and be on more shows.
I do need to spread myself, Dick. 100. You're right.
Spread the shit out of yourself.
Well,
that's a bit aggressive. I apologize.
It is a bit aggressive, yeah, but I definitely agree with you in the spreading.
Okay.
I think everybody should just spread themselves, to be honest.
100%.
I think it's important that everybody spread.
Your community grows the more you spread.
As wide as possible.
100%. Yes. Dear Dahlia D. There are times when the universe drops little packages for your heart.
You mean like when a bird poops on you?
Similar. To let you know that you are kind of moving in the right direction in life. Not to give up, to keep doing what you're doing. It's going to pay off. Very recently, someone who I did not know from a former job reached out to me.
Interesting.
Because I am kind of looking for a change of venue when it comes to work, I thought, okay, let me see what this is about. And they said, hey, you don't know me, but you were recommended to me by a couple former coworkers of yours.
Was it an orgy?
No.
Oh.
And hold on. Did you hear that?
No.
Okay. Let's see if you could hear it again. Hold on. I'll explain it in a second. Here we go.
Are you like farting into the microphone or something?
No. Hold on. Let's see if you hear it. Did you hear that thud?
Yeah. What is that?
That's Mama Dangle throwing cherry tomatoes at the studio window. this is, I'm leaving it in and this is my life. So anyway.
Oh, that's so funny. God, she's got an arm.
Oh, she's got a cannon. Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's where I got my baseball arm from, for sure.
Quote, baseball arm.
Baseball arm. Hey, I had a fastball in the mid-80s as a teenager.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you use that arm specifically for baseball, and that's why it's so strong.
I masturbate with my right hand. I throw with my left.
Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of guys. I think most men masturbate right-handed.
Actually, interestingly enough, I did a poll on my Discord about this recently, and my question was, do you jerk off with your dominant hand, and which hand is your dominant hand? And quite a few people jerk with the left, even though their dominant is the right.
It makes sense to masturbate with your non-dominant,
mm-hmm.
But I guess. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Do you want to know why?
Why?
Because it's hard to hold your phone in your non-dominant right. hand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you have power and rhythm with your non-dominant hand, but you have the dexterity with your dominant hand, so you could be on, you have a computer mouse or your phone. So it makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, that's a, that was like the majority of people jerk with the left and hold with the right, hold the phone with the right.
Which makes sense because the majority of the world is right-handed.
Yep, yeah. Except for me. Burp, burp. Yeah.
You know what? It's funny. Most of my friends are left-handed.
Really? Yeah. That means you like surround yourself with like very creative people.
We are creative and we are sinister.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
It's literally the word. And we're also more likely to like die on the road. So I think we've actually talked about this in a previous episode.
We have, yes.
And I, throwback.
I like to thank you for bringing it back up.
Yeah, I like to.
By the way, you're gonna die. So I've talked to some of your coworkers. They said you would be the perfect person to get in touch with, looking to make supplemental income, going on and on. And I'm like, I think they're gonna offer me a part-time job, which I wouldn't mind.
Right.
And I'm thinking,
because you have so much time for a part-time job.
I have so much time for a part-time job, but because I know the job, do they want me as a contractor to work on equipment, or would I be an employee? So you kind of play those games in your head.
Right.
So the person said, if there's an opportunity, can I just call you and we can go over all this? I said, absolutely. So we set a date, talk to the person. It's a female. And like, oh, thank you. Thanks for taking the time to talk with me. And I said, absolutely, not a problem. What is your quandary? And they said, well, I'm just going to come out and say it.
It's an orgy.
And as soon as they said that, I went, this is not a job interview.
It's an orgy.
They're not going to offer me a job. It's better. I don't know if it's better than an orgy. We'll say orgy adjacent.
Okay. I am interested.
They said, I'm interested in possibly doing foot fetish sex work.
Pardon?
Swear to God. And of course, because my coworkers, my former coworkers, know what I do, who I run with, they're like, you need to talk to Dangle.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Right. So we had quite a productive first conversation. I said, listen, if you're true about this, if you feel this may work for you, here are some things right out of the gate you need to know and you need to do. But what I recommend is take some time, figure out the lane that you want to be a part of, the parameters, the guide rails, like things you don't want to do, things you do want to do. Come up with a name.
Uh-huh.
You know, you need to kind of wrap your brain around a brand, you know,
and Google your name first before you commit to it, because you want to make sure there's no other girls and have the name.
Right. Exactly.
You know, I really have to say, I feel super bad for that girl though. Like, starting with foot fetish is the worst thing you can do.
Why is that?
Because foot guys are the cheapest fucking assholes.
Wow. Whoa, we're dropping some
I'm
heat.
Not kidding. It is known. I feel like Game of Thrones. It is known. it is known among the community that foot guys are the cheapest.
What?
The absolute cheapest. Foot guys don't believe that feet are a real sexual fetish because it's not genitals that they're attracted to. So they will always try to undercut you. They always try to haggle. They always try to, you know, get shit for free. Oh, it's just your feet. They'll pull those stupid little games like, oh, do you mind if I just see your toes, see what color your toenails are right now? Meanwhile, they're just trying to get pictures of your feet.
Right.
Foot guys are the fucking worst. And I feel terrible for anyone who starts this industry thinking that they can make bank off their feet, because I'm telling you, you cannot.
Okay.
Even on foot, it's funny, the one, the biggest foot-related fetish site right now charges its creators to post on the site because they don't have enough buyers.
No kidding.
Yeah, you have to pay, I think it's like $50 a year to be on Foot Finder as
okay.
a creator.
I gotcha.
Because they have so many creators, or sorry, they have so many like free buyers that are not spending any money.
Okay.
and so many creators that think that they can make bank off of it that Foot Finder themselves are not making any money.
Wow.
Yeah. The more you know. Apologies if you're listening right now and you like feet. Pay for them, bro.
I'm surprised there isn't a bigger, I don't say a bigger market, but maybe a, not marketplace, but just kind of a different way of doing it. Like nobody has thought of a different way to make it work.
Well, the problem is that so many guys that are into feet are just not willing to pay.
Yeah.
Right? Like their fetish is so overwhelmingly common. Like, yeah, you can look for free porn on the internet, but like foot pics are like a dime a dozen.
Okay.
Right? Even people who are not posting nudes are posting pictures of their feet with or without realizing it.
Oh, that is true. Yeah.
There is a plethora of content out there for foot fetishists.
Very true.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. You just kind of opened up my mind there a little bit.
Yeah. You know what's the biggest spending category that I have discovered over my 11, 12, I don't even know, years in this industry?
Double anal.
No, because I don't do that, so I wouldn't know.
Okay.
I'm sure that's very lucrative, though.
Triple anal.
Also no.
Oh. What
I can tell you it's not anal. I don't do butt stuff. No, I have found that the most generous fetishists out there are the ones that are into hairy armpits.
Interesting.
Yeah. The most generous men that I have encountered over the course of my career, I would say probably 8 out of 10 of them have been armpit hair fetishists.
Huh.
Those guys are willing to pay out the ass to make you grow that shit out to their liking.
Okay, so do they want to see your face?
Often, yeah.
Okay, they want to see the whole package.
Yeah, a lot of armpit like play has to do with like sniffing your armpits and rubbing the hair and like kind of running your fingers through it so they can see how hairy it is and like... Oh, wouldn't you love to sniff these stanky, hairy armpits? Like, that's kind of like that fetish. Which is funny because it's very similar to feet.
Right, right.
But I guess it's like the element of like making someone grow their hair out that people are more willing to pay for, I guess.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I also don't think that you can succeed in this industry without showing your face anyway. So that's kind of a moot point.
I can kind of agree with that. Yeah, even if you make... whatever you are choosing to be a part of, very artistic, I think they still want to see your face. They want a connection to whatever their fetish is.
Yeah. I've actually done podcasts on this exact topic before. The thing, like, I firmly believe that, like, this industry is so completely oversaturated. Mm-hmm. First of all, nobody's going to watch, like, people watch amateur porn and like cam girls and all of this stuff specifically for that connection.
Yes.
Right. They're trying to find somebody who they can relate to, who they can talk to, who they can feel like they're supporting for like watching and support and, you know, checking out the videos and stuff. So immediately by cutting off your head, you're eliminating that rapport.
Gotcha.
Plus on top of that, almost, I would say what, 99.9% of girls in this industry show their face.
I would say probably 98, but yeah, okay. Cause you do have the ones that wear a mask or they just cut themselves off, you know, so you can't see their face. Yeah.
Right. So if that portion of the industry is willing to show our faces along with everything else that we're doing, why would the viewers want to pay for the bullshit without the faces?
Yeah, that's very true.
You know, so there have been people who have done it very successfully. I'm thinking of Leo Lulu on Pornhub. I don't know if you have heard of them.
I have.
So they were the number one couple for like the last like 5 years in the Pornhub Awards and this and that. And they're huge on Pornhub. But they also started out when Pornhub started out.
Right.
They were one of the first people along with me actually in the amateur payment program for Pornhub. So they were able to start very, very early and kind of have that shtick.
Okay.
That's the only couple I've ever seen make that work.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. I firmly believe that in this industry, if you want to succeed, you can't hide your face.
I can agree with that. I really
And it also kind of makes you look like a jackass.
And
I personally won't work with somebody who won't show their face.
And it must make it difficult for shooting and editing.
It does. Yeah.
Okay. It does. So let me ask you this. Let's say Dick Dangle wanted to be in a lane that in the adult industry, fetish work, things like that, is a bit underrepresented by men. What would I go into to, not saying it's going to turn lucrative, but has an opportunity to do better than just straight sex?
You know what? The thing about men in the sex industry right now is that y'all are getting like a really insane opportunity right now.
Okay.
Because this industry is so oversaturated with women.
Okay.
There's almost no men in this industry that are, how do I put this?
Hard? No, I'm kidding. I just threw that out there.
There are very few men that are on the level of the women in this industry.
I can 100% agree with that.
A lot of the dudes get by just by having a big dick, being one of the five guys that are filming porn right now. And that's it. They don't hustle their social media. They're not taking selfies. They're not, you know, making an OnlyFans and keeping it updated and doing all the work that women traditionally do in this industry.
Agreed.
And I'm seeing a couple guys kind of starting to do that. And I feel like that is a huge opportunity for men to take that self-branding and that hustler mentality that typically comes with female porn stars and to really run with it and to be an actual personality. Because you really don't often see that from male porn stars.
Oh, you couldn't be more right.
I know.
That is very true. They kind of fall into, I would say most of them fall into that lane of
himbos.
That's a good word for it. But the, how can I put this? The almost hyperbolic alpha male, where it's so understood that they are a stud that they just have that, no, it's cool, everything's cool kind of energy. And very few really kind of step out of pocket and show genuine personality. Like,
absolutely.
Like Evan Stone, like Tommy Pistol, you know, Small Hands, you know, it's so
rare. Small Hands, absolutely. That's who came to mind for sure.
Yeah, it's so rare that you have these guys, especially if you have the opportunity to meet them in person, where they are like, hey, how you doing? What's up? Oh, no, it's a pleasure to meet you, you know, and they really kind of step out of that. Hey, what's up? No, it's cool. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And I would love to see that more because I feel like truly the women in this industry, especially with this whole OnlyFans era, we're working our asses off. You know, we're keeping our OnlyFans lined up and we're keeping our social medias lined up and we're, you know, filming scenes with a million different people just to kind of meet the demand. And we're also injecting so much art and so much like finesse into the stuff that we're filming. And I would love to see men kind of come over into that artistic hustler space, because I feel like the men in our industry, and I'm not trying to throw shade, but it's just like the way things are. The men in our industry really get by just like having a PR guy that just shoot this scene, shoot this scene, shoot this scene. Okay, you're done.
Yeah,
well, you don't see men self-creating art.
Yeah, it is that the reason I'm so popular is because I'm here and I don't have to work at being popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I've been hired for this job and I'm not going to take it anywhere beyond that. Where the women in this industry are more using these scenes and such as like a springboard into the, you know, fame to really display their personalities and allow people to get to know them. That's where it ends for the men.
Yeah.
A lot of the times.
Yeah. And there's,
and you know, there's the perfunctory like advertisements that the studio will make them do and whatever. And it's the posed shots that were taken by the videographer that day and whatever. But like, I don't know, you just don't really see a lot of guys taking like artistic mirror selfies to promote their OnlyFans.
Very true.
Yeah.
And that's because when you're facing a mirror, if you are a grower, not a shower, it looks like shit.
No, you just got to stand sideways a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, I literally, if I were to do that every picture, I would have to be hard.
Well, and if you're soft, you just like, you do like an artsy cup with the hand.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I could do
you
that.
You know, maybe
okay.
Put the other hand behind the back of your head.
Yeah, you know? Baby.
Or like the double hand cup with like the sassy like face. There's options for soft dick.
I cannot pull off sassy.
You gotta like, or you can like hold a blanket in front of you all like sexy like. Okay. Staring in, but your lip a little,
And I will say this, when it comes to what I enjoy on social media, I like the performers that post a lot when it comes to just kind of their thoughts.
Oh, God. Because so you follow me is what you're saying?
100%.
Dear Lord, I'm pretty sure I changed my bio just to be like that girl with the big mouth.
Right. Because it's easy to just retweet fan pages, and it's easy to retweet studio scenes or something that you shot on your own, and you know, whatever the situation may be. It's easy. I won't say easy, but you know, it's easy to fall into the ability to just put out scheduled posts.
Right.
And be done with it. But there are people like Maddie Collins, and
you know who's really good for that is Sophia Locke.
Oh, 100%. Sophia Locke. Like they'll mm-hmm. they can put out the dirty stuff, of course, but yeah. They're gonna put out the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. And Jessica Starling does that as well.
Oh, what? Yep, I can agree with that.
Her feed is really a reflection of her mind, and that's really cool. And her tits, which are fantastic, don't get me wrong. But, like, that girl's got a brain, too, which is really awesome.
Yeah, I love the people that post on, like, when it comes to Maddie Collins, because she's this petite, awesome, high-energy person, and she's kind of flexible, and she keeps trying to do these bent-over-backward blow jobs, and she did one a little while ago and she fell over and it was hilarious as shit. And you know, things like that, where like some people just wouldn't post that because it shows them in a light that they don't want to show themselves in.
Oh yeah.
But you know, I like when people are willing to put that stuff out, and I think that's one of the reasons not only that I gravitate to them, but it's a reason for me to keep posting how I post, where if
absolutely
I come up with a silly thought, it's just like, listen, this is just me.
Oh, yeah. And I honestly, like what you said about the scheduled post, like I am guilty of having a tweet scheduler for sure. And I've really been trying to like move away from that a little bit as much as I can, because like it does, you get stuck in a loop of just everything looking so like advertising and spammy. And then like,
yes.
Oh, my God. On top of that, I can't fucking stand the performers that are part of retweet groups with like 20 other girls. Do you ever see this?
It is. I get it and I don't, because
it's infuriating.
I think it depends on the population of people, because there are some that, you know, retweet for retweet, you know.
Hate that.
But it does help me as either a fan or a podcaster look for new people and find new people.
Totally.
And especially but if you're when it comes to people that aren't terribly well known, say like under 5,000 followers.
Right. For me, I just feel like if I see a picture, say I find one of these new people on my feed because somebody else has retweeted them. Cool. I go to their page. I'm like, oh, this person looks hot as hell. Maybe I'll go subscribe to their OnlyFans. And then I go to their page and I'm like, I think I'd like to find a couple more pictures of them just to confirm that they're hot as hell. You know, sometimes one photo can be flattering and you want to see like what else this person looks like. Okay. So you go to their page and you cannot find a picture of this broad to save your fucking life.
That I will say is one of the big downfalls of that. Yeah.
It drives me nuts. How the fuck are people supposed to find you and your OnlyFans when you're retweeting 70 other girls and your entire feed is their porn?
Right.
It's so frustrating. I have unfollowed I don't know how many girls for just nonstop retweeting. And then my feed is full of people that, frankly, I don't give a fuck about.
Then why is it in your feed? Just because it is that retweet group?
Because you have one person that's retweeting 70 other people.
I do tend to mute people that do that heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just unfollow. I don't got time for that shit.
There's that. Oh,
it drives me crazy.
I still love the, hey, I'm pretty popular and I followed you. I'm like, oh, sweet, I'll follow you. And then they unfollow you. Like,
oh, my God.
I can't believe that's still a thing. Yeah.
That's so scummy.
Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Or you talk to somebody, like actually have a conversation with a person. You realize you don't follow each other on social media. You follow each other on social media. And then you get the commercial pitch in your DM.
Oh, my God.
Like, oh, that's
like, I've already talked to you.
Right. Yeah. Don't make me an advertisement, please.
Sometimes it is automatic, though.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. You know, it's like, there's nothing they could really do about it because that happens every time someone DMs them or follows them. Excuse me.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like, oh, damn it.
I just have DMs closed on Twitter.
Oh, OK.
That shit was a cesspool, man. The audacity of the average Twitter user is just far beyond what I can deal with on the daily.
It's up there.
Oh, God. I got more dick pics on Twitter, I think, than anywhere else.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Twitter is like dick pic central. And then like Pornhub is where people go to like send you messages that could possibly get them arrested. Like if it's borderline illegal, it's in my Pornhub inbox.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to shut all that shit down.
I need to sign in on mine, see if anyone has sent me anything.
Oh God, it's so gross. You know what my favorite thing is? All the guys that, if you're listening right now and you do this, stop it. The guys that see my porn on Pornhub and they immediately send me a DM because you can't turn that off on Pornhub, so they have access to message you and it makes them feel important. Okay. And they DM you and they're like, damn, you're so sexy. How do I get in a video with you?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, what level of delusion do you as a viewer need to have to genuinely think that you can just DM this person and they're going to fuck you on camera?
Well, I mean, that's how it works, right?
No.
You just like, listen, I know you don't know me, but...
But I'm a nobody with a small, smelly penis and I would like to put it inside you.
Right.
Hope that's cool. Yeah. Hit me back.
So we're going to do it. I was waiting for it.
It just blows my mind. It absolutely blows my mind. I feel like that's like DMing Snoop Dogg on Instagram. Not saying that I'm like anywhere near the level of famous Snoop Dogg, but I feel like it's like DMing Snoop Dogg on Instagram and being like, hey, cuz we should smoke a blunt sometime.
I got this rap song.
And like expecting him to be like, yeah, let's hang out and smoke some weed, bro. Like, right.
And play me your latest hook or jam.
Oh, Christ. Like, that's not going to happen. Right. And y'all need to stop with the delusions, please. Please. Oh, my goodness. Like, I just want y'all to just like jerk off.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Just jerk off. Just don't be weird about it, man.
Yeah.
You can still be bros.
Is it possible to schedule a DM like, as like a regular person where you have somebody follow you, so you're kind and you follow them and they send you that as their DM auto tweet where it's like, hey, saw you followed me, you want to do it?
Ew.
Like
imagine. But then like, okay, so if you reach out to a like quote porn star on, we're going long on this one. What do you do if they say yes?
Almost pass out. And I, there's a video of the amazing Lily Bell. And she is at probably Exotica Chicago or maybe, I think it was Miami, actually. And there was someone doing interviews. And one of the people walking around was a virgin.
Oh, God.
And he's like, well, I'm a virgin. She basically was like, well, am I going to fuck you right here or what? And he just like he froze. It was hilarious. And that's what would happen to just about all of them.
100%. Like, yeah, man, fly here. Let's fuck. They'd be like, sorry, I came already. I'm not thinking about it anymore.
Yeah, too late. I'm taking a nap.
Right. So, okay, you just brought up Lily Bell, and there has been this thing just like going through my mind for the last little bit, and I need to like verbalize it because I've been seeing Lily Bell everywhere. She looks so much like Jessica Starling. The two of them need to film together.
I'm going to have to do a side by side because I do know them both.
Yes.
But I would
have to see. Very, very similar vibe.
I'm going to have to do a deep dive on this because I think Jessica Starling's quite a bit taller than she is.
Is she?
I think so. But
Starling is very small.
Oh, maybe. Well, when I met her, she was like at a high top table, you know.
So that would do it. Yeah, Jessica Starling is a solid head shorter than me, I believe.
Oh, they might be pretty similar then.
There's photos of me and her standing side by side, and she is like at my titties.
Nice.
Yeah. It was.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm going to look that up.
Yeah, but I'm just going to throw that out there for like the universe. I'm probably going to put it on Twitter too and just be like a super weirdo because like Lily Bell has no fucking clue who I am. But I'm just going to be like, hey, you should work with this girl because you guys look alike.
Well, the next time I meet her, I will definitely bring her
up. Do some damage control. Be like, hey, that weird girl that tweeted at you, it's a buddy of mine. Just give her a pass.
Yeah, she's had head trauma, but she has a heart of gold.
She's fucking weird, but she's funny sometimes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
You got an article for me?
I have so many articles.
All right, let's do one. I've just been talking your ear off this whole time.
I don't know which one I want to give you first.
Oh, give it to me, Dick.
Because you are on a bit of a tear on this episode, I think it's going to be this one.
Who, me?
Yes, you. This is from joe.co.uk.
Joe.co?
Joe.co.uk. This is so up your alley. I am almost believing that after you hear this, you're going to do something similar.
Oh my God, I'm so excited now. Okay, let's go.
Mom gets ruler tattoo on arm to measure partner's penis sizes.
Oh, 100% would do that.
Yes.
100% would do that.
I think you should. Even as just do it with like a skin marker and do it for like a humiliation video.
You know what's really funny is that I would 100% do that, but I would intentionally get it so that the inches are slightly smaller than real inches.
Oh, that's very sweet of you.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, can you believe it? You're 9.5 inches. And then dudes would go around just like being all proud of themselves.
I would pay to have you do that to me.
New lease on life.
Yeah, I need some of that.
There you go. You can get a very encouraging dick rating on my OnlyFans. That's a thing.
I definitely need to do that.
Like you can buy an honest rating, but you can also be like, I'm going to buy a rating, but I want you to be really nice to my penis. Mm-hmm. And I'll just be like, oh my Lord, that's the nicest penis I ever did see.
I declare.
See, oh, there it is.
There it is.
Boom. Right?
All right. So that means I have to groom and take a picture.
You know what's scary?
Okay.
Speaking of like measuring penises.
Oh boy.
Those like the app or whatever that comes with the Apple cameras now.
Yes.
So it like measures things that you take pictures of.
Oh no.
So many guys out there are like, it's not accurate. It must be wrong.
That's funny.
Because now every time somebody sends me a dick pic, I want to just use that app and like measure it and just send it back with the measurement and no comment.
I think you should.
Yeah.
That's a real quick way to clean up your DMs, I'll tell you. Because the truth hurts sometimes.
5 inches at a 35 degree angle. Next. Fuck.
A mom has had a ruler tattooed on her arm so that she can measure the penis sizes of her partners. The design, which runs from her little finger to her elbow, is Tracy Kiss's 72nd inking, and she says it's already one of her favorites. If you're wondering what the unit of measurement she's using, it's inches. Explaining why she got this done, she told the Daily Star, just as guys in the past have asked to keep my lingerie, have a naughty selfie, or even a piece of my hair, I love that I can now know the exact measurements of what I enjoy so much. As my friends don't have half as many tattoos as me, they see my newly inked manhood measuring stick as a little extreme and admit that they just ask a guy his size or accept his decision not to answer. On the other hand, I love it, and I think it will be incredibly useful in all aspects of my life.
I mean, yeah.
Because you could measure a hoagie from Subway.
I mean, she got from the tip of her pinky to her elbow. Like, she's – I feel like her expectations are a little high, first of all.
Yeah, there aren't too many people that'll – well, unless she's a very tiny person, there aren't too many people that will fill that ruler, if you will.
Maybe if she's a fucking T-Rex.
Oh, my God, you're so huge. I don't want to blow up
also,
my microphone.
Also, it kind of cracks me up that she knows exactly how many tattoos she has. She's like, I have 72 tattoos.
Yeah, you know what? Now that you say that, that is very, I don't want to say neurotic, but.
Who
yeah.
counts that high? Yeah.
So you don't have an exact measure number of how
oh,
many
Oh, fuck no. No. I couldn't at this point. People ask me all the time. They're like, how many tattoos do you have? And I'm like, would you count my sleeve as one? Or would you count it as like the 20 individual images that are in it?
That's a good question.
Right? Yeah. And nobody ever knows how to answer that. And it's like, if you count my sleeve as one, then you're counting each of my limbs as one, essentially.
Oh,
so I have four tattoos.
That is very true.
You know? Huh. It's like, how do you even count at that point? That's what cracks me. She's like, I have 72 tattoos. I'm like, damn.
They're all evenly spaced throughout her body.
I mean, I guess it's clear that she likes to keep track of things.
Yes.
So, interesting.
In a TikTok talking about her daughter's reaction, the 34-year-old said, my daughter was like, oh my God, mom, is that what I think it is? And I laughed and measured water bottles and cucumbers like, what? It's practical.
She's 34 and yes. Her daughter knows what a dick measuring stick is? This woman sounds like she's made some bad decisions throughout her life.
Yeah, because what's strange is it's not numbered like a ruler. You basically have a larger circle for the inch, and then in between them, smaller circles for the half inches.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it doesn't look like a ruler.
I'm concerned for this woman and her daughter. Because, like, okay, math that with me, though.
Okay.
Like, if she's 34,
okay.
Say her daughter is, how old would you have to be to know about dicks? And to be like, mom, probably like 15, 16.
Yeah, okay.
I guess she would have had it. Yeah. That's not like a teenage pregnancy, I guess.
Yeah, 19, 20, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay.
I'm not jumping on this grenade for you. This is all you.
No, I'm doing the math in my head and I'm like, this woman's made some very bad decisions in her life.
But
sounds like she had kids really young. She's like doing this thing with her arm all the way from her pinky to her forearm.
Right.
Or to her elbow.
Elbow, yeah.
Which her daughter now knows about. I don't know, man.
I think she's right, though. It is very practical. Like I said, if you get a hoagie from Subway or your favorite sandwich shop and they're like, this is a footlong sandwich, you could be like, no, it's not, bitch, because this is how long a footlong is and it doesn't measure up.
Oh my God. And then he pulls out his dick and he's like, I got something that's footlong for you. And then the bass line starts.
Right. You'd be like, you're gonna need four of those to make that footlong.
Oh, man.
Put your tic-tac away.
I gotta say, this is gonna sound so, like, conservative of me.
Uh-oh.
I think that's such a tacky tattoo to get.
Hmm.
On your arm for measuring dicks and you're a mom? Bro, I don't know. Like, I'd get it, like, on the inside of my thigh or something, maybe.
What about from like pubic bone to belly button.
Ew. Like, it would make more sense, though.
Right? They could just drop it on you.
But also,
I guess by that point, it's going in, if it's that close anyway. You've probably committed to the dick you're with.
Yeah, at that point.
That's true.
I don't know. I don't know if I would get a dick measuring stick all the way up my arm.
How about
you? And, like, my butthole's on the internet. Sorry, go on.
You're not wrong. How about you get a skin marker, like a surgery marker.
Uh-huh.
And you make like little splatter circles.
Uh-huh.
In distance, like on your back. Almost like when you measure yourself as a kid on a door frame. And then whoever gets further and further, you just keep adding little wet circles up your body.
I officially hate the phrase little wet circles.
I think that's a song by the Dave Matthews Band. She's got little wet circles. Anyway.
Ew. Ew. I mean, fuck, at that point, you might as well just put a little basketball net on the back of your neck and call it a day.
That would be so hot. If you don't think I am playing that game, I have a pocket of quarters, baby. We are playing that arcade game.
See if you can flick it through the hoop.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. What are we, a David? We're Dave and Buster's here. You're just going to make a little sound every time it goes in. That'd be awesome.
Oh, man. Lights up. Pew, 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 pew.
Perfect. And tickets come out your ass. It's perfect.
It's a whole thing.
This episode,
insert tokens to play.
This episode was worth it just for that.
That's got to be the title.
Yes. Tickets come out your ass.
Oh my God.
Okay. So because we did a questionable female story.
Okay.
I think we need to wrap this up with a questionable man story.
How are you going to find one of those?
There are so few. This also from joe.co.uk. Man pleasured himself so intensely, he tore his lung and needed to go to the hospital.
Okay, story time.
When you're just 20 years old, things...
I took someone to the hospital for that exact reason.
Oh, I thought you were telling me to tell you the story, but wow, no. You have the story. Could it be this person?
Well, if they're in Canada, maybe.
Hmm.
I had a friend. So I'm the friend that's like the sex friend, right? Like everybody knows me as like, you know, you can talk to D about absolutely anything sex related because I'm the sex guru, right?
You don't say.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. One of my guy friends was jerking off. And I guess when he was about to come, he took a big deep breath in and held it. And the pressure of him coming pushed so hard on his lungs that it pushed the air like through his lungs and into his chest cavity. Wow. And he had to go and have his lungs like, or his chest cavity drained of air. And when you pressed on his chest, it made like crinkly cracker noises because of all the air in there.
That is almost exactly what happened to this person.
Are you serious? Oh my God. What if it's that person?
Well, this person is 20. So I don't know if the person you helped was 20.
No, they were my age. Okay. That's fine. Okay. Whew.
Let's go into this. Quickly, since you now know the story, dear listener.
Yeah, this is crazy.
When you're just 20 years old, things can occasionally get out of hand. Excuse the pun. However, this young man found himself in a world of trouble after vigorously enjoying himself on a one-to-one basis. Sitting down to have some fun with his hands, well, really, this unnamed man took things all the way to 11 after suffering from spontaneous pneumomediastinum when things got too intense. Don't expect me to say that word again.
I feel like your pronunciation was a little off.
A little. I think I was another language. Honestly, I've got no idea what this lad was getting up to, but he must have been doing something rather heavy because he managed to send himself into intensive care for 3 days with severe dyspnea and chest pains. The young man first realized something was wrong when he began suffering from a sudden onset of sharp chest pains and a shortness of breath while masturbating. He was taken to the hospital, where doctors noted his face had become swollen, while crackling sounds were heard coming from his jaw, down his chest, and even as far as his elbows. It was at this point that he was taken to intensive care. Thankfully, his chest pains were treated with antibiotics and something else that I won't pronounce. And after 3 days, he was fit enough to leave intensive care. He was taken to a general ward, where his symptoms continued to get better before he was released home. The condition the young man was suffering with was called, because I'm not going to say that again, which is caused by air traveling to the upper chest and accumulating once the air has leaked from the lungs, airways, or bowels.
Oh my God. It
may be this person.
It could be. I'm not, like, that's actually crazy that I, like, listeners, Dick did not tell me any of this stuff.
No.
Before the show. Like, this legit happened to me. That's so funny. I guess it's more common than you think.
Yeah, it's a good lesson, because it probably happened the same way your friends did. Don't hold your breath when you have an orgasm.
They were doing like some like breath play kind of stuff and like holding their breath specifically like to come, because apparently it makes it feel good, but like, don't do that.
Right. And you're probably going to shoot it a bit further because you have that tension in your diaphragm and your stomach and your abdomen, your abs, your chest, things like that. But man, it's not worth it. Contract your abs. Get that stuff out. Keep breathing.
Yeah, it was horrifying. It was like, you know those dog toys that you can buy that are like crinkly?
Yes.
It literally sounded like that when you pushed on his skin. Yeah, it was horrible. And I was the one that had to drive him to the ER because he couldn't tell anybody else that he'd masturbated so hard that he pushed his fucking air out of his lungs. I'm that friend.
So did you give him a nickname?
No, but I should have.
Oh, I think you missed an opportunity.
I absolutely did. Damn. What would you call somebody that did that?
Cum crinkles. Comes to mind.
Just call them crankles.
Crankles.
Crankles. Oh, damn.
Call them Mylar.
No.
How you doing, runner's blanket?
Just call them the Bens.
Yeah, his nickname is now Bens. Yes.
Bens. Oh, fuck, that's funny. Yeah, so guys, be careful when you're jerking off. Don't hold your breath. Don't bear down on your chest. This is a real thing that does happen.
Yes, and it's also, depending on how hard you're pushing, the air that you have in you, whether your stomach is a bit distended because you do have a lot of air in your lungs, you could also give yourself a hernia.
Yeah. So the treatment for this, super unpleasant. Yes, there was antibiotics involved, but this person that I brought in had pushed so much air into his chest cavity that they actually had to relieve the gas. So a lot of times they were saying that it'll just work its way out, and it's very uncomfortable, and it's like gas bubbles, and it just works its way out. But there was so much of it, they had to like inject big needles and pull the air out of the bubbles.
And then the syringe came off the needle and he started shooting around the room like a balloon.
Oh my God, man.
He's just hanging from the IV drip.
Oh God, that's terrible.
Well, I'm glad that the man in the article and your friend are both okay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if you wanted to try it, we know that there's a happy ending.
Hopefully that happy ending is so happy that it made it worth going to the hospital.
A happy ending and then a happy ending.
Right, exactly.
That's not so bad.
Right, a dirty ending and then a Disney ending. So we're okay.
I feel like you could do worse whilst masturbating.
You could definitely do worse while masturbating. I had a name of a very famous actor who didn't make it from that, but I'm going to not say it. Oh my goodness. But you know what did make it? We made it And
we made it through the episode. We did.
You made my heart three times larger.
I'd get that checked out.
Yeah, I may go to the hospital myself.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's like not good for you.
But I mean, it's from love.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I can deal with that then. Yeah. I guess.
Thank you so much for being on this episode of whatever this always. Episode was.
I got to give the listener something to skip, you know?
That's right. I'm going to have to actually track the numbers to see if they go down when you're on.
Please? I'm so curious. I want to see those stats.
So that being said, if you wouldn't mind giving your information on where people can go and not find you.
If at this point you have any inkling of desire to see more of me, you can find me at DahliaDee.com. That's DahliaDee.com.
And dear listeners, I'll make sure that we have at least a handful of episodes that she is not on just to kind of cleanse the palate, get you back into the get you back into the rhythm of the show.
Just bring Madeline back for a couple episodes.
She's the Bert Kreischer of perverted podcasts. It's like, man, she's intense. I think I need a break. Oh, I'm totally messing with you. You know that. For me, all you have to do is go to dickdangle.com and some of my links are there. And if you just want to go to
more being added every day,
I wouldn't go that far, but more will be added. And if you just want to go to the website, you know, let's say you don't have a streaming service. You're like, Dangle, but I just want to listen to the show. Just go to danglingafterdark.com, which is at dickdangle.com, and you could find it there as well.
Dangleception.
Oh, there's so much dangle to be had.
I love it.
So, dear listeners, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please take care of yourselves and the people around you. Please be patient when it comes to me releasing shows. There's a lot going on in the Dangle universe, and I'm trying to make it all happen at once. Sometimes it's a little tough, so I'll get the shows to you as I can. Pay for your porn and support amazing content creators like Dahlia D and all the fantastic performers that you have heard on this show over the years. Find something that feeds your soul and do it as often as you possibly can. Get that ruler tattoo and make the dots as close together as you possibly can. Don't hold your breath while you're whacking it. And of course,
dangle on.
See, that was perfect. That was sexy. That I don't know. It sounds like you stubbed your little toe and you didn't want to scream because your partner was sleeping next to you in bed.
No, that's my coming noise.
Really? I think I imagine you coming. Like, so you're on, let's say you're on cam and you're putting on a show. It's animated. It's sweaty. And you're like, guys, a couple more tokens. I think I'm almost there.
Yeah, it goes something like, oh my God. Oh my God.
So if you want to be disappointed on cam and not just on this podcast, say like you're
DahliaD.com.
you totally fed your viewers. I love you to pieces.